So we're going to cut back to Green Knight and Crash Override. As you are standing in a lobby, I think the last couple of people are filtering out. I think, like, there's, like, this really concerned, like, guy, brown hair, is, like, looking around. No. Kind of running his hands through his hair, like, really concerned looking. What's the play?
You, got a problem there, friend?
Yeah, I came here with my sister. We got separated when all the gestures, that craziness going on.
Okay, whereabouts in the museum were you?
I think we were at one of the traveling exhibits, I think.
Like the one with the big floaty scepter?
Yeah, I had to use the can, so I told her I'd meet her back up there, and,
Oh, jeez. Okay, we need to go there. I haven't seen Cynthia, shit. Sesh, are you going to be okay to come with?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't worry, mate. We'll look for you. What's she look like?
Brown hair, pink jacket, technopath. She's always on her phone.
Answers to?
Oh, her name's Marley.
Marley, okay, cool. Just stay, well, not here, a bit back from here, maybe on the other side of the street, so that, like, if this place collapses, you're okay. But, like, stay here, and we'll go and look for her.
Okay, thank you. And, I think he's want to believe you, so he'll just go like, yeah, okay, well, okay, yeah, sure, they're capes, they got it, and he'll just go outside, understandably pensive.
All right, I guess I look at Session like, okay, let's go.
All right, I'm gonna follow Becky, but as I'm skating, I'm going to use this fancy new watch I just got.
Yeah.
Because it was connected to all the security systems, so I'm gonna use it as a bridge to seize control of this building.
Unleash your powers. It is fancy and new, with that in mind. And you are wrestling with another technopath for control of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Unstable or temporary? Or are you marking a condition?
Let's see. I'm going to mark afraid, because last time I tussled with Disruptor, I got meme blasted.
That's fair. And you don't know where she is.
No.
All right, I will say you're able to lock it. It's not unstable or temporary, so it's not like I'm going to immediately wrestle it back from her, but you get the feeling that she's not done. Even mm-hmm. if you, like, I think, like, we get those lines that, like, are connected to everything. You manage to find the line that traces to the door leading to the traveling exhibitions as you, like, it beeps loudly, light turns from red to green, and the sheet goes up, and you're able to advance. So for now, you are in control of security, but remember, she's still somewhere and can blend into crowds of civilians.
Cool. It's fine. I've never had a nemesis before.
Mmm.
Yeah, so let's go to the Tempest Scepter exhibit.
Yeah.
Certainly nothing bad is happening there.
Surely.
Sure.
All right, so you start heading that way. I think that we're going to fast forward, like, you running through the hallways, going, like...
Montage it.
I think I will go ahead and give you Marley. I think she's, like, kind of, like... She catches up to you. She's out of breath. She's clearly, like, tired and running from somewhere.
Hey, your brother's looking for you. If you head out that way, the entrance is open. It might not stay open for a while. Do you need one of us to come with you, or are you good?
I want to get out of here. There's something loose in there.
Yeah? What sort of thing?
I don't know. Some kind of... I don't know. Like, she's, like, wringing her hands, like, waving around, desperately trying to think of how to describe what she saw. Made a lot of noise.
Like a giant beast or a robot or...
No. Cloud.
Cloud. Shit.
It was fighting some supervillains. I don't know. Yeah, I just want to get out of here.
All right, so a big chicken with a giant sword.
Fuck.
No, that's Nimbus. I'm talking about a different cloud.
All right. So I'll look at like Sasha, like, do we need to get this girl out?
You go help Sophia. I'll get her out.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, and I like sprint off towards the exhibit.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and ask Sersha, do you have a specific clay bringing her back to the civilians, or is that I'll come back into the scene later?
I'm going to bring her back to the civilians, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to start tapping into security cameras so I have eyes on the scene if I need to remotely access security features.
Okie dokie. All right, then I'll come back to you later then. Okay, so Cynthia, tell me what does the scene look like, at least on your end?
Yeah, so let's see. So after the last couple rolls, I'm at 6 potential, so I'm taking the advance. You take further and reveal another 2 abilities. I think Becky shows up shortly after they've got me surrounded. You know, they've obviously got the upper hand, even though I have been holding my own. And I know what 2 powers I'd like to take. I'd like to roll to unleash, and if it goes well, one of them will activate, and if it goes poorly, the other will get to activate, and it'll be a field day for you, Danny.
Okay, give me that unleash. Okay.
Unleash. I've got +2 freak.
On one hand, I always hope you succeed, but on the other hand, I do want to know what this other power is and why it would be a field day for me.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't want to say it on the air until the second power comes up, but I will say in the chat what powers I'm taking.
Okay. And tell me which one is working here, because you're like, oh yeah, if it fails, that one procs. If it succeeds, the other one procs. Tell me which one is which, just in the same message, if you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first one is the one I'm trying to activate.
Okay. Mm. All right, so unstable or temper, marking a condition here.
I'm going to mark a condition.
Okay.
Because I don't. Cynthia doesn't know that she has new powers yet. I'm debating hopeless or insecure.
If you're trying to give me the hard move of, oh, on a bad unleash powers, that's when this other one will come up. Otherwise, it won't. I would say if you really want to give me that, I'd say hopeless might be the better one. Because like I'd also feel hopeless if my body just did a weird thing. I'm like, huh, it's not supposed to do that. I don't like this.
Well, so for the audience, I rolled an 8. So you don't get a field day yet. I'm gonna say insecure because I have been doing well, but like I'm struggling to figure out how I'm gonna get out of this one. And how does it become apparent to everybody in the room that their powers don't work anymore? Because the power I have developed is power negation.
How does it work?
It's kind of, you know, when the pressure shifts in a room and like your ears don't pop, but like, and they don't quite ring, but it's just like, ugh, it's different now. I feel like, so if you are somebody whose powers are being nullified through contact with this bizarre space gas, it's just kind of, it's almost like writer's block. Like just whatever your powers do, don't get there. The ignition doesn't start. It's kind of just, it makes powers inert.
Okay. I will float an idea that even if you did mark a condition and this is unstable or temporary, I like the idea that if this is your first time using it, this you're like, you don't know what this is, you're not channeling it, like you're just channeling it. I like the idea that this applies to everybody, including allies. I just think that's a neat thing.
Oh yeah, super. Yeah, that makes sense. Now there is a question for the table. Does this space gas nullify magic powers?
If it doesn't nullify, if it nullifies natural like meta abilities, then that would just knock out like whatever Arete and Heat Haze. But because Tidal is from a magic legacy, the Silver Moon legacy, her, I think she'd still be active. I think she'd be stunned, but still act. I like the idea that it's like, I like to think that it's sort of like the answer will depend. If you say yes,
okay.
I think like I think I'll still give you like the stun on title because I feel like it's maybe on initial yes, but like, oh, I can recast the spell as soon as I like realize it's happening.
I think the thing is with magic, it doesn't quite nullify magic, but it does like feel weird still. Like you're a little bit more distant, and I don't think it's like too hard to overcome. But because I do traditionally, you know, there's like the classic distinction in comics between magic and quote unquote superpowers.
Yes, I've always been partial to the term metahuman. That's a nice term. I know it's taken by DC, but it's a DC. That's a great term. I'm going to steal it.
So like I come into this room and like there's like this weird. Is it like a gas everywhere, the power negation stuff? Like a haze in the air?
I feel like it's kind of just in my presence, I can make things more stable.
Okay.
And powers don't start. It's kind of like, it's like the opposite of a gas leak. Like, you know, you don't see the gas leak, but then you make a spark and it explodes. Mm. This is, you don't like, I'm not visibly filling the room, but in my presence, powers don't spark.
Okay.
It's like when you flood a like computer room with argon to stop fires.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm super thinking like just noble gases. Mm. Making whatever like weird pseudoscience nonsense makes powers work not.
Makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, just you do that, like any water that was flowing just stops, the air goes still. I think those stone structures stay up because, you know, they're stone structures and that's just how it be. But they're not, like, doing anything anymore. And I think, like, as you walk in, Becky, you're just kind of like, what the hell? As you're, like, kind of trying to math gif out what's happening, I think you notice your armor start to go get, like, brittle and start chunking off bit by bit. I'll give it to you a little longer because you just entered the scene, but you're...
Well, she is mad.
Yeah, of course. But, like, that's why I'm saying, like, oh, you have enough to do something. But I'm just saying, you notice, like, you better start thinking very fast.
Okay. So, what? So, in terms of the layout, like, Tidal is, like, cowering or whatever before Cynthia. Where are the other two?
So Tidal is standing. She's, like, kind of, like, looking at her hands, more confused than anything. The other two are flanking Cynthia on either side. So, think, like, a triangle around Cynthia. That's how each of them are positioned.
Okay.
And also the scepter is probably vaguely near Cynthia.
Okay. I think that I want to, in a situation like this, I think Becky's impulse is to try and become like the center of attention so that like, you know, she can take some heat off Cynthia. So I think what she's going to do while she still has like armor up is dive for that scepter so that like, to like draw people's attention.
Your bit is you're specifically just trying to protect Cynthia, not so much, hey, I don't give a shit about the scepter.
Well, like, I don't want the scepter. But yeah, I am trying to like, but I think that they do want the scepter, so I want them to make sure that they notice like a new person has it, you know.
I'd say a defend or provoke.
Yeah, I think defend probably sounds good. What's provoke come off? Superior. Yeah, my superior is awful, so yeah. Okay. And I don't have any conditions that affect defend. So, boink. Oof, doofa.
And no team.
Oh, no.
There's no team? Didn't I get team after defending earlier?
Did you clear it?
Yes.
She did.
I didn't clear angry. I got a team.
Oh, I thought you cleared
yes.
Angry. Okay, well, all right, then it's one team.
She was gonna, but then she decided to put team in.
Okay, then. There is one team in the pool. Cynthia.
I guess technically we never entered battle against dangerous foe as a team. Oh, dear.
Look, Saoirse will get here soon.
Eventually, when she decides to.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, like, this is a failure of defense. So I guess, like, what Cynthia could probably do most to help is to, like, ensure that the people's attention is drawn to me, you know?
Hmm.
Out of interest, Danny, could you just remind me of what, like, the scepter did?
Basically what it did is if you grab it and you, like, basically She-Ra style hold it up into the air, you can get this magical regalia that seems to give you, like, really powerful magic over storms. It's unclear in the fiction, but basically, yeah, it's like you hold it up She-Ra style, you gain this regalia, and then you can just do storm magic with it.
Okay, cool. Excellent, good.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of blanking on how to help you defend me.
Well, I mean, so for one thing, like, if I'm going for the scepter, which, like, you might...
Did you add your influence? What? Did you add your influence?
I didn't. No.
That's a 7. And as a reminder... 4 is the highest roll can get, even with team. So yeah, so 4, yeah, that's a 7 to 9. Pick 2, okay. Your good thing and bad thing.
All right. So I keep them safe. I think, well, my bad thing is that I expose myself to danger because I have the scepter. And my good thing is that I clear... I don't think it makes sense to clear angry right now. But, so I guess I add a team to the pool again?
For sure.
I mean, I guess I could clear angry, but, like...
Yeah,
I'll say that. I sort of look around this, I sort of breathe in deep a bit, like, sort of clear my head to get ready for the, to, like... Okay, this is, like, proper serious now, so I just, like, do what, like, Oak taught me, probably, and just, like, take a moment, breathe, and then charge in. So I clear angry.
Hey, look at that. The tree's worth listening to sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Expose yourself to danger. The other two have their powers knocked out. The thinking. What's the danger here?
I mean, I am holding a magic scepter. Maybe that doesn't react so well with the other magic I've got going on?
No. I don't think so at all, in fact. So you grab it, and I'll keep that in my pocket for now. And I think, even though, like, I think magical and meta-human powers are deactivated, I think, like... Usually how it goes with this is, like, oh, then something that comes from, like, a mutation or whatever usually sticks. So, like, her being, like, a big and burly looking, I think she still has, like, not super strength, but can hurt you if she punches you. That isn't the danger. Like, sure, she has claws and shit, but, like, I think very clearly to the audience, like, you're able to, like, start moving and juking. But I think very clearly to the audience that neither of you notice... I think we see, like, frost crawling up your arm.
So Tidal's going after me. I'll, like, sort of keep sort of trying to sort of back off. And I don't know. I think I'm just trying to buy time because I don't really know. I didn't really have a plan past this point of, like, getting attention.
All right, then if that's the case, would you both mind if I cut to Saoirse?
No, go for it.
So we get the scene of, like, I don't know what the other two are doing. They're just kind of, like, I think they're trying to figure out what they're doing. If only because, like, they need their powers to do stuff. Meanwhile, Leone is like, fine, I don't need you both. I'll do it myself. You want something done right, do it yourself kind of situation. So she's like, all right, I'm just going to claws out and start clawing this greenie over here. And,
yeah, I'm trying to bring my, like, axe up to, like, defend myself and that sort of thing. While keeping, like, the scepter, like, behind my back, like I'm playing keep away.
Of course. And let's cut to Saoirse. What are you doing? Were you watching this on, like, your phone screen, or are you, like, on your way there? the last we saw, you were guiding Marley back to the civilians. And I think, like, that reunion happened. And, like, and you don't see it, I think. She is showing her phone to her brother and, like, showing something. And what are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm heading back towards that area, but I've got, like, a bunch of different projected windows in front of me displaying all the different camera feeds as I try to figure out what is going on in this museum.
Fair.
So I got the scepter room is probably bigger than the others, so I can see more of the details, but I'm trying to see what else is going on elsewhere, because a lot of distractions have been going on today, and I
assess the situation.
Yeah, let's see what I get. Oh, wait, I've got a zero for superior because some people have been tanking my superior.
You got guilty marked?
No.
Gotta ask.
No.
Ask.
It's an eight. Cool. Well, this is an interesting question. Who here is most vulnerable to me?
Most vulnerable to you. I'm trying to think of an interesting answer to this one.
You can just give me a moment. Direct answer.
Yeah, no. Well, direct. Well, that's the same thing. Like, what's the most direct and interesting answer? To Saoirse specifically.
Yeah, where would I be most effective? Kinda.
All right. Well, here's what I'll give you then. So, as you're aware, the elementalists were mm-hmm. working with Disruptor, a known tech villain. I think as you're going through, like, security cameras, like, looking through... Are you, like, going backwards and looking at, like, what was happening before the heist? Or just, like, what's happening right here, right now?
Mostly what's happening right here, right now. If I see something on a camera that looks interesting, I might trace it backwards through footage.
Okay. Oh, I got a better answer then. Ignore previous response. You spot a familiar drone floating by Brass Knuckles' gauntlet.
Uh-huh.
And a laser beam is coming out and starting to cut through the glass.
Okay. I'm gonna head there.
And as you head there, we're going to fast forward a bit and stick with you for a little while. I'm also
going to send a text to my teammates saying that we have company. More company.
Well, most of the phones.
The wooden mask type company.
Well, most of the phones are down.
You know, from the mansion?
Well, yeah, but most of the phones are still down, but the sentiment is appreciated.
It's not my fault their tech isn't hardened against EMP blasts.
It's not your fault that, like...
Okay, maybe in a sense it is my fault that their tech isn't hardened against EMP blasts, because I'd be the one to do that for them.
Well, and also that the EMP blast was your fault.
But it's a whole complicated thing.
Yeah, and fair.
I think you arrive in that room, and you see two masked... And, sure enough, two masked figures... one masked figure. And she's just sitting on, like, a visitor's bench. She's reading a pamphlet. Her drone's laser cutting through the glass. It doesn't sound like you're being sneaky. It sounds like you're just rushing in.
Skates aren't the quietest
means
of conveyance.
I think she says, "Did you know that Brass Knuckle somehow forged a gauntlet that can punch through any wall? Can you believe that? Back in the 20s, someone could make something so strong. Fascinating, isn't it?"
It's not that impressive. It has the ability to punch through any wall, but specifically only any wall, because that's the truth that was woven into the gauntlet when it was forged. I know my hero history.
Oh, well, good to know that they actually teach you something worthwhile at Phoenix Academy. And she just kind of walks over to, like, the plexiglass of the drone and just kind of buzzes away, reaches her hand in. Wraps her hand on the gauntlet. Alarms blare off, but she doesn't seem to really care. She kind of just flexes her fingers.
I was excited. No, actually, I learned that because I come here a lot. I learned a lot of fun things at the museum. For instance, today, I learned I can do this, and I'm going to shoot her with lightning.
All right. Directly engage.
I am afraid. Okay, so that's just a plus one. But that's still a 10.
All right, what are you picking?
I'm going to resist or avoid her blows. And I think I'm going to catch her right as she's putting the gauntlet on, so it blasts her back and she drops it.
Hold on, I'm going to ask you as the MC. Let me do something with the gauntlet first.
All right, in that case, I'm going to take control of the drone from her.
All right, fair. So you blast her with lightning and she like kind of like withdraws backwards with it as like her drone just kind of sparks and falls. You have control over it, but it's just rebooting from mysterious lady control to your control.
Yes.
And you do resist or avoid this blow, but I am going to describe what she's doing with it as like as you shot with lightning and it's charging up. But did you know Brass Knuckle had a stint in the Bronze Age, came out of retirement for a while, and learned that his gauntlet could do this? And with lightning that you've charged at her, she just kind of sends it, but you're able to dodge as it goes wide.
Like she was able to catch and repel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn something new every day.
And I think you both are at like standoff positions. The drone kind of like beeps as it's like rebooting. She assumes that means it's back for her, but you know what? You have something you can do with it. What's the play?
I'm going to have the drone like whirl around and float over behind her shoulder, like a standard, this drone is supporting me, and then it's going to shoot her in the back.
All right. What's the intent? Beat her ass.
Knock her out.
All right. Direct engage.
And that's a 6.
Oof.
All this right. is fun.
Do you want to use team selfishly somehow?
Not particularly.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I think the drone shoots her and she kind of like stumbles forward and let's play it out. What was going to be your next move after that? Like, what were you going to do after the drone shoots her in the back? Were you going to rush her?
I was kind of hoping the blast would knock her out.
Unfortunate. The blast whirs up, she hits her in the shoulder and she just whips around and just sends a laser blast right back at it. She says, who do you think taught Malcontent how to do everything that she can do?
I don't even know who that is.
Then let's start class, shall we? Let's see how the others are doing. Cynthia, when you do your power negation, are you like also stabilized by it, or what does it look like for you?
This is something that I'm going to have to like feel out in the future. I'm barely aware of what just happened.
Okay.
It doesn't feel different to me.
Okay.
For what it's worth, like, I don't think like these guys' powers definitely aren't permanently removed and it wouldn't just last indefinitely. It's kind of just like, it's up. And I haven't, in character figured out the cooldown yet.
Okay. I'm going to say that, just to give you some kind of pressure while Green is dealing with Leone. I think like there's like some, I think between the two of them, I think we've heard enough from Heat Haze today. I think Arete is starting to feel like the mojo again, because as you described it, like having art block, like they're getting the sort of like all right, I'm starting to feel, they're starting to feel the juice again, and they are going to try and. How do I fight a cloud? How does old man scream at cloud?
Old they
screams at cloud.
Well, I think they might just try and ignore the cloud and go for the prize. Right?
That's true. All right, then I'm gonna say Cynthia. You know, so they like okay. They like they kind of like very basic level like earth power back. Like okay, I can work with this. They like pick up like a rock about the size of. You know, Green Knight's head, they're like, it's not the best, but it's something. And they're just going to throw it like a... They're just literally dead-ass just going to chuck a rock at Green's head. What do you do?
Like, their hand is arched back, and, like, right before they throw it, I want to provoke them, like, don't you dare. You have seen what I'm capable of.
All right, roll to provoke.
What conditions is that? Mollified?
Guilty.
Oh, good. Guilty. One you have. Mm, I love to be guilty. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of three, okay, I have. Fair.
Sorry,
And provoke is superior. Okay, so that's minus one. You'll love to see it.
Before team gets spent, I do have a response as you attempt to provoke them. If you would like to hear it, mm-hmm. then you can decide where you go from here. They just look at you, dead ass, and they say, I know what you can do to me. But you don't know what the person paying us can do to us. And if that gives you inspiration how to spend team selfishly, or even like Green Knight, if it gives you inspiration for how to spend team yourself, they're clearly dedicated to stealing this thing for somebody, which is a wild chain of command if you think about it. Yeah. They're paying.
Yeah. Cynthia, B, how do you feel about, like, do you want the team or do you want to take the miss?
I think I'm going to take the miss. Okay. Yeah, I can't think of a way to act selfishly here.
Well, in protecting me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to say that, like, in that, like, response, they kind of find gusto, like, they remember, oh, yeah, I'm on payroll as well, as they just, I think they're going to yuck the rock, and Cynthia, I'll let you choose. I can pass this on to Becky, or you can just get in the way and mark a condition as you, like, have to, like, melt it really quick.
How big of a rock is it?
About the size of Green Knight's head.
Okay. That's a specific head.
A large rock the size of a teen girl's head.
Also being thrown at a teen girl's head.
I mean, I feel like I'm happy to take this.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I think the image I can't get out of my head is the rock hits Becky in the head, and my second new power shows up.
Okay, so go ahead and hold off on that powerful blow, but it hurts, Greenie.
Okay. Maybe it, like, sort of smashes the sort of armor on my head.
Yeah.
Because you said that was getting brittle.
Yeah, it smashes through. You're not going to take, like, a grisly head injury because we ain't about that, but you are going to hit the ground. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so, yeah, that happens. Cynthia?
So there is, like, just a beat. You see, like, Cynthia's form, like, shiver. Kind of like a, you know, that Studio Ghibli shiver, but with a cloud. And so the main thing about Cynthia's body is it's a gas and it's not solid. But then this, like, solid form just kind of erupts out of it, leaping towards, what was the Earth?
Arete.
Character's name? Arete? So this, like, physical form, long, lanky, bestial, very, like, bloodborne.
Jesus.
Like, the same color palette as her gaseous form, but just made flesh, with just all these, like, opalescent, like, spikes and protrusions, a little bit of xenomorph. Leaps out and is just on top of Arete, because the other mutation that is developed is an alternate or monstrous form.
Jesus.
Cool! Great! Congratulations, Cynthia, you have a physical form. Unfortunately, it's that. Oof.
Fuck.
Alright, I'm not gonna say roll directly engage a threat. What do you do to this poor Envy? Just tell me.
God. So the thing is, like, it's still, this body is still, like, physically made of acid.
Oof.
So, like, it's still, like, it's burning them. It tears at them. They're getting, like, cut. I am, honestly, as the GM, I'm going to ask you, what stops this from going too far? because this is like a bit of a Hulk thing. This is not Cynthia all in control. This is Space Monster.
What stops this from going too far? I do have some idea, and I think it'd be interesting for how Cynthia relates to this person.
Oh.
I want to say two things happen. If you're okay with saying, while you're in this Hulk mode, you can't do the power negation bit. Unless, like, something seriously goes wrong, you can do both. Or at the very least, you're not concentrated on it, right?
Not now. Right now, no, I'm not
concentrated. Okay, so I don't think she's as strong as she should be. And I think we get, like, a black cut of, like, you about to go too far. And then Green Knight, like, you're waking up. Like, everything's muffled and muttered.
Hmm.
Leone is not focused on you. Leone is focused on using her water control to, like, literally try and wrangle back and hold back Cynthia from, like, destroying her friend, because on some level, she was a superhero at one point.
Yeah.
And I think just, like, she's, like, barely holding you back from, like, doing what you explicitly want to do. Does that work for you?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, this is some kind of feral space beast.
Yeah, and Leone on some level is a superhero. At some level. Supervillain right now, there's a lot going on with her that I've decided in the background. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is what you wake up to as you feel like the connection to your powers. Maybe like you hear like, I don't know if you can, I think like just everything is foggy and you are having trouble focusing, but like, this is what you is presented. You don't know where Cynthia is. You see this horrible monster literally being held back by invisible force, and you can connect the dots to quick see like Leone is like almost like she's tugging a rope. You can't really tell what she's saying or anybody's saying. He Hayes is just stunned and silent and stopped.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
plus whatever's going on with the scepter.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just going to take a moment again, breathe in, breathe out, center myself, because, like, you know, head ringing and all that sort of thing. Am I still holding the scepter?
It's an iron grip.
Okay, I literally can't open my hand.
No, it's there. It wants, it's just locked in your hand. It's just frozen.
All right. Okay.
The ice is still spreading up her arm.
All right. I'll just like look out at all of them and like you want this, right? Then you best get hell out of here as quickly as possible. And I will you know my sanctuary teleport thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and use that.
Unlabeled AP is played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brandon Conway, and the Phoenix Academy playset, written by Rob Weiland. Both are published by Magpie Games. Catherine Tracy and her emotional support rabbit Hopskip are inspired by the All My Fantasy Children characters of the same name. Learn more at allmyfantasychildren.com or at AMFC_podcast on Twitter. This issue was MC'd by Danny, who can be found on Twitter, at BattyDanny. Jupiter Rising is played by B. McJanda, who can be found on Twitter, at SpaceDoobie. The Green Knight is played by Mina McJanda, who can be found on Twitter, at MinaHoneyBat. Crash Override is played by Alice Kira, who can be found on Twitter, at MagicalGirlKira. The show itself can be found on Twitter, at Unlabeled AP. All music and editing provided by Mina McJanda.